This is VOA Speech. Former Vice President and U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden released his tax records to the public Tuesday, just hours before meeting President Donald Trump on stage in Cleveland, Ohio, for their first of three debates before the November 3rd election day. Biden's timing highlighted a New York Times story published Sunday about tax information that President Trump has shielded from the public for years. The story showed that Trump had paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, and the same for his first year in office. While Trump professes to be a billionaire, that sum is less than many middle-class households pay. By contrast, Biden's returns show that he and his wife Jill paid a hefty $299,346 in federal income taxes for 2019. That was the last year for which we have that data. While Biden is expected to focus on the Trump taxes, Mr. Trump is expected to lean on his narrative that Biden is senile and needs some help getting through the debate. He has repeatedly demanded that Biden take a drug test before or after the debate. On Tuesday, the Trump campaign demanded that Biden also be checked for a secret earpiece, presumably to give him answers during the debate. A Biden campaign manager called that idea absurd. North Korea gave no indication on Tuesday that it's moved any closer to denuclearization in its statement during the final day of the UN General Assembly. North Korea's UN Ambassador Kim Song said peace can be safeguarded only when one possesses the strength to prevent war. To that end, the ambassador said, quote, peace and serenity of the Korean Peninsula and the region are now firmly defended. The administration of President Trump has demanded complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization from the rogue nation, but the two summits between the two